Okay, good morning, Aletheia Bible Fellowship. This is Pastor Monty, and while most churches are saying forget about it, we're not going to have service, we're dealing with technology here, and we're going to begin our service for the weekly sermon using Ustream. So we're going to go ahead and get right into this, and then after you're finished with this, what we're going to do is we're going to go to hangout groups, and you're going to have an opportunity to talk about things there. We are in Hebrews, and we're basically reading chapter 2, verses 5 through 9 today. So let me read this for you. Rose, but turn that down, or it's a delay and it's bothering me. Okay, so Hebrews chapter 2, verses 5 through 9. For he did not subject to angels the world to come, concerning which we are speaking. But one has testified somewhere, saying, What is man that thou rememberest him? For the Son of Man that thou art concerned about him. Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, and hast appointed him over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in subjecting all things to him, he left nothing that was not subject to him, but now we do not yet see all things subject to him, but we do see him who has been made a little lower than the angels, namely Jesus, because of the suffering of the death crowned with glory and honor, that by the grace of God he might taste death for everyone. Okay, in this passage, basically, what we are doing is we're back on subject now. You remember a couple of weeks ago, Elder Josh talked about this issue of angels and of Jesus being over the angels, and then we had last week a break from that. And we were talking, the author of Hebrews kind of had a moment where he paused. And as he paused, he talked about the importance of recognizing our salvation. And our salvation was the subject of last week, where we talked about the importance of recognizing our salvation, not only from the standpoint of what has been given to us, but also from the standpoint that there is going to come a critical time where we are going to have to recognize that salvation only comes through Jesus Christ, the shed blood of Christ on the cross. The world doesn't like that message. The world doesn't like to be told that there is only one way to get to God. They want to have an open book where they think that there's all kinds of different ways. But when we have the opportunity presented to us, we need to share with people the importance of knowing that only through the shed blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary does salvation come. And that we are reconciled to God through the shed blood of Christ, and that is the only reason we are able to come into His presence. This is the message of last week. Now, this week, he goes back and he is giving honor, as it were, to Jesus in this subject of angels, where he's again talking about angels and the place of Jesus and the place of mankind in regard to angels. Now, passage that is given, what is said is that they don't quite remember, or it says it this way, but one has testified somewhere, what is man? Well, that somewhere that they're talking about actually is in Psalms, Psalms 8. And so let's turn to Psalms 8, and let's look briefly at the passage which is being referenced here. Psalms 8 reads this way. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who has set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens and the work of your fingers, the moon, the stars that you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, that you have crowned him with glory and honor. And you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of all the seas that pass through the paths of seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. In Psalms 8, the psalmist gives basically a picture of what is being presented here in Hebrews. So actually, since Hebrews came after, the author of Hebrews is referring to the Psalms in regard to this passage and the wonderfulness of Jesus in regard to the angels. Now, a couple of things are set here. What we have set here is an understanding of priority in regard to God's creation. So here we have being set down in Hebrews the understanding of who Jesus is in regard to creation. And what is really being said is this, is what is being reinforced, as Elder Josh referred to earlier, that Jesus is above and over all of creation. He is above over everything. First of all, he's above the angels. Now, man is a little lower than the angels because man basically is physical and the angels are spiritual. So man is a little lower than the angels in that we are physical at this point. But remember that when God created man, he created man both spiritual and physical. And in Jesus Christ, we understand that there is a transformation that is taking place through Christ, that he is the second Adam. And so we have in Christ, in our relationship with him, a correction of what happened in the garden that allows the spiritual to be put back in place. Now, the importance of this doctrinally is to understand that when Jesus became a man, Jesus identified with mankind. And there are some who believe, the angels, the one idea that has been floated is that the angels somehow would have a, because they were superior to man, at least they came first, they were superior to man in that they are spiritual beings first, and man was only a physical being. Some have floated the idea that in a new heaven and a new earth, that the angels would be the ones who would rule. But here we see in Hebrews, and it is substantiated in Psalms chapter 8, or you could say that's reversed, that we have to look forward that man is going to be the one who rules, and man is going to be the one who dominates in the new creation. Now, where do we get that from? Well, remember that the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians basically reminds us that there is going to be a new creation. So the old will have to pass away. And as the old has to pass away, the physical will pass away, so that there will be no longer the physical which we see now, which is a part of God's creation. This creation that we see around us, the flowers and the trees and the animals and all of creation, will pass away. And God will create a new heaven and a new earth. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. So in this passage in 1 Corinthians, we're reminded that there is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. And these two passages here in Psalms and then in Hebrews remind us that Jesus Christ is going to rule over all of that. Jesus Christ is going to rule over all of that, and you and I are going to rule with him. What does that mean for you and I? What that means is that we have, at this point, a time of development when it comes to our spirituality, that we need to be in the process of understanding that this physical body that we have, with all of its limitations, the physical world in which we live in, is going to pass away. Those of you who have infirmities, those of you who have difficulties with your bodies because you're getting old and you have to wear glasses or you can't see, those of you who have cancer, those of you who are deaf and are not able to hear without aids, those of you who have difficulty in walking, all of these different infirmities, these are all going to go away because they're tied to your physical body. But we look forward to the coming of a new age where we will be united with Christ, who is over all of his creation, over the angels, over mankind, over all his creation, and we will have a new heaven and a new earth, and we are in preparation for that very thing. Let me read for you from 1 Corinthians chapter 15 as we close. Because this is what you want to prepare for. This is what you want to be working towards. The physical aspects of our living are necessary types of things. We need to have those physical things. We have to eat, we have to clothe ourselves, we have to have a place to live. All of those things should be concerns, and yet not. Remember in the Sermon on the Mount that Jesus says, don't concern yourself with these things, because do I not provide for the birds of the air? Do I not clothe the flowers? Do I not take care of that which is mine? And so as believers, we should be focusing not on necessarily these physical things, but we should be focusing on the spiritual things. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 50. And now I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption share in that inheritance. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall all not sleep, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we will be changed. For this corruption must be put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality, so that when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall we pass, and the saying shall be as it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O Hades, where is thy victory? We should be developing in our spiritual walk, in our spiritual life, that idea that this physical existence that we have now and all that we see around us is going to be destroyed. And Scripture says, in a twinkling of an eye, we are going to be made incorruptible. Now we are mortal, but in a twinkling of an eye, we are going to be made immortal. And we are going to have immortality. Those things which are around us will be no more, and we will be spiritual beings, so that the bodies that we have will no longer be subject to corruption, but that we might live throughout eternity with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. And the message of today is for you to understand, if you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that should be your focus. Your focus should be, how can you develop spiritually in your relationship with God? How can you focus upon knowing what the character of God is, so that you might be a person who might be prepared to share in this spiritual life, which is going to be ours? This week, as you look at your life, as you look at these issues, I want you to discuss how it is that you are in that state of preparation. First, do you understand that that's going to happen? And then secondly, what are you doing about it? How are you preparing yourself? Are you preparing yourself through Bible study? Are you preparing yourself through meditation? Are you understanding God's character and how it is that your life should be developing towards the character of God, so that you are a godly person and see things through the lens of who God is, not the world around you? This is the challenge that is set before us, and I encourage you to explore that and in the threads this week, and to work on that, and we'll discuss it more as we come together next week. Let me close with that.